Okay, this is Parak Chesed of Hilchos Beis Bechira, the final chapter in this section of the Rambam. Short parak. And basically, the Rambam is going to talk about the mitzvah of Shmiras Mikdash, which means that the Mikdash has to be guarded. So, Melach Aleph, he says, Shmiras Mikdash mitzvah saseh. So, guarding the Mikdash is a positive commandment. Even if there's no actual threat of the enemy or robbers, etc., attacking, change from Rasul Kavod, though. The reason why you're guarding it is simply an expression of respect. In a domo, Palatrin Sheish Olav Shomron, the Palatrin Sheish Olav Shomron. We can't compare a, what do you call it, a palace that has guards with one that doesn't have guards. So it's clearly it's expressing the importance of the base of the fish. Halacha base. Now, some of the practical. Shmir Zub mitzvah so called Laila. Guarding it is a mitzvah for the entire evening. Vashomrim him Kwanim Aliyim. Who guards it? Kwanim Aliyim. Shinemar Vatavanecha Yitol Lifnei Ole Dus. Klomer. Attempt to you, Shomrim Lo, that you will be the ones to guard it. Right now, Marvish Shamus Mishmaris Lomboid. Venemar Vachanim Kim Leon Len Bizracha. Moshe Aaron Avano Shron Mishmaris Kodesh. So the Torah clearly makes clear that, the people guarding it were going to be Moshe and Aaron. Therefore, we could deduce the Kohanim and Levi. Halacha again, Levi, Butlu Shmira. If they don't guard it, Avrubulosasa, you're over a negative, you're over an Isser, Shnemar Vishamus Mishmaris Kodesh. Loshon Shmira Azharahi, this Loshon of guarding is a warning. Halamada Shmirosa Mitzososai, that's how they also learn out that it's a positive. Bittul Shmirosa Mitzososai, and not doing it, is an Isser. Lachadal. Mitzvah Shmiraso. What is the mitzvah? You Kohanim Shomim Bifnim Aliyim L'chutz. Now, since the Levim can't be inside the actual base of Mikdash, the Kohanim guard from the inside, the Levim outside. V'chavdal Eidah Shomim Rasob Chalayla Tamim V'chavdal Makim. There are 24 guards in 24 different places. HaKohanim Mishosh Mekomos Levim L'chavdal Makim. The Kohanim were in three places and Levim in 21 others. Lachahei V'heichan Yuh Shomim. So where do they guard? So the Kohanim kept guard inside these three chambers. Base Atinas, Base Nitzos, Hayu Alios, Benuyos, Besad Shari Azara. So the first two were in upper stories built on the eastern gates. Baruvan, Hayu Shomrim Sham. And that's where what he called the young priest guarded. Base Amukad, Kippa, right? The Base Amukad was what he called, was a very large structure that had a dome on top. A Base Gadol Haya, Mukap, Rovdin Shal Evan. And it was surrounded by certain projections of stone. That's where the elders of the Kohanim who had that day's watch, and they actually would hold the keys of the Azara in their hand. Now, the Kohanim who were on guard duty would not sleep in their Kohanic clothes. They would fold them over and place them next to their heads. They would wear the normal clothes, we shame our arts and sleep on the ground. Kedera kol shomer chaser some lachem shloishin amitas. Just like all guards of courtyards of kings would never sleep on beds, rather they would sleep on the ground. Halacha zayin, ira carry lachamahen. Let's say one of the kohanim had a seminal emission. Holach misiba shetachas akarkos. He goes down the staircase. Shemachilos apsuchos laharbayis lo niskachu, because those areas were not considered kodesh. Therefore, he could walk there. The Tobol goes to the Mikvah. The clothes of Yosef, Yisrael, Echav HaKohanim. Then he would return and sit next to his brothers, Kohanim. Ad Shenivtachem Sh'ar Mevoker, Yosef Olof Lo. Until the gates open in the morning, and then he would go on his way. Halach HaKas. Ve'echani Levim Shomrim. Where would the Levim go ahead and guard? Al Chamishay Shari HaRabayis. They would guard on the five gates of HaRabayis. The Arba Pinosa Mitocha and the four corners from the inside. The Arba Pinosa Misocho, so from the four corners on the inside, the Arba Pinosa Azara, the Chuch Asaleshe Azara. Again, so the four corners of the Azara from the outside, because he couldn't sit in the Azara. The Achamisha Shari Azara, and then the five gates going into the Azara, Chutz Azara, Shari Kohanim, Shomim, Al Sharan Mugad, except for the one going directly to the Azara, because that's where the Kohanim would guard, Al Sharan Mugad, Al Sharan Nitzos, Hareshim, Al Sharan Makom. It comes out to 18 Makomos. Alakatez, Oh Shomim, Belishka, Sakorbim, which is Aprochus. You also had guards in the Lishkas Korban area and Lishkas of the Parochas, as well as behind the Kodesh Kodashim. There was one guy who was in charge of all the guards, the chief guard. He was called the man of the Harbayas. He would keep an eye on each of the watches throughout the night to make sure they're doing their job. They have torches lit in front of him. Any mishmar that, let's say, was sleeping on the job, right? And what would happen is if one of the guards didn't stand up and say, hey, to the chief guard, So he would assume the guy was sleeping, and what would he do? He would hit him. The Ishar Bias would hit him with the staff. He could even have permission to burn his clothes until they would hear in Yerushalayim, Ma Kol Ba'azara, what's this sound that's happening? Kol Ben Levi Loke, it's one of the Ben Levi who's getting beaten. We've got him in Israfen and his clothes being burned. Sheishan, Yashan Amish Marasa, because he slept during his guard duty. Allah Yad Aleph, B'Shachar Kun Mishal Min Shachar. So in the morning before dawn, Samachlo, Yavo Hamamona, Kun Mishal Min Shachar, Samachlo, Yavo Hamamona Shal Mikdash, Yitfo Kal Kohanan, Shur Beis Mukar, Behim Post Kunda. Basically, what happened is that the guy in charge of the Mikdash watch that day would come in. He would knock on the door, basically the Beis Mukad, and he would open the door for him. Not also Mafteach, he would take the key. He'd open up the gate between the Beis Mukad and the Azara itself. And he would go from the Beis Mukad into the Azara. And the Kohanim would go in after him. They'd have two torches in their hands. And they divide up into two groups. One would head east, one would head west. They would basically check the entire Azara until they got to the area where they would be baking the Chavitin Mincha, which we'll get to later. They would basically say hi to everybody, everything is good to go, and then that would get the bakers to start making the Chavitin, which is the first korban of the day. Finally, Lucky Beis, Kaseder is the Osim Chol Laila Laila. They would do this every day. They would do like this every night. Chutz Melei Shabbos, except for Friday night, Shein B'Yadam Or, they wouldn't have torches. They would boke him in Eros, Kablukim Sham Erev Shabbos. Rather, they would use lights that were lit on Erev Shabbos. That brings to end Helchos Beis HaBechira, and we will start Klei HaMikdash tomorrow.